back to 1937. I often pray for Poland, but I see that God is very angry with it because of its ingratitude. I exert all the strength of my soul to defend it. I constantly remind God of the promises of His mercy. When I see His anger, I throw myself trustingly into the abyss of His mercy, and I plunge all Poland in it. And then He cannot use His justice. My country, how much you cost me. There is no day in which I do not pray for you. You pray for the Philippines every day. Everybody pray for their own country. It's Faustina. For hope of my group, we have to ask Jesus' mercy for His country. A sentence from St. Vincent de Paul, the word always set His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. St. Vincent de Paul says, the Lord always set His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. That means whenever it's impossible things, there is always His strength. Jesus, the word of Jesus, from my wounds, like from streams, mercy flows for souls. But a wound in my heart is the fountain of unfathomable mercy. From this fountain spring all graces for souls. The flames of compassion burn me. I desire greatly to pour them out upon souls. Speak to the whole world about my mercy. God is ready to give. Only man doesn't respond. And Jesus is always waiting, and waiting, expecting. As long as we live, the love of God grows in us. Until we die, we ought to strive for the love of God. I've learned and experienced that souls living in love are distinguished in this, that they are greatly enlightened concerning the things of God, both in their own souls and the souls of others. You live in God. It's always light to see God in you and God in others. And simple souls without an education are outstanding for their knowledge. So this knowledge doesn't come from study. Knowledge comes from your love for God. And you, many times you can speak out something that you never thought of to someone who you need. And you're amazed. How can you can speak this way? Nobody taught you. So believe. First of all, create a loving heart. Then you have a loving mind. At the 14th station, I get a strange feeling that Jesus is going into the ground. When my soul is in anguish, I think only in this way. Jesus is good and full of mercy. And even if the ground were to give way under my feet, I would not cease to trust in Him. Today, I have heard these words. My daughter, delights of my heart, it is with pleasure that I look into your soul. I bestowed many graces only because of you. I also withdrew my punishments only because of you. You restrained me, and I cannot vindicate the claims of my justice. You bind my hands with your love. It's interesting, huh? July 13, 1937. Today, Jesus has given me lights as to how I should behave toward one of the sisters who had asked me about many spiritual matters concerning which she had doubts. But basically, this was not the question. She only wanted to find out my opinion in these matters in order to have something to say about me to the other sisters. Not for caring, not for gossiping, getting materials. Easy to find out. When you have a heart to listen, or just for curiosity, or also people approaching you, asking questions, you can see they come out is from the curiosity or just from caring. You know, they ask many questions. Oh, if at least she had repeated the same words that I had spoken to her without distortion and additions, just for me on my guard in respect to her. I resolved to pray for her, because only prayer can enlighten that soul. So, prayer for people that you think something wrong against you or against others. Oh my Jesus, nothing can lower my ideals, that is, the love which I have for you. Although the path is very thorny, I do not fear to go ahead. Even if a hailstorm of persecutions covers me, even if my friends forsake me, even if all things conspire against me, and the horizon grows dark, even if a raging storm breaks out and I feel I'm quite alone and must brave it all, still fully at peace, I will trust in your mercy, oh my God, and my hope will not be disappointed. Today, when a certain sister who was on duty approached me in the refectory, I experienced severe suffering in the places of the wounds of Jesus. I was given to know the state of her soul. I pray much for her. Sudden coming of a storm. There was a terrible storm last night. I bowed my face low to the ground and started to say the litany of the saints. Towards the end of the litany, such drowsiness came over me that I could in no way finish the prayer. Then I got up and said to the Lord, Jesus, calm the storm, for your child is unable to pray any longer, and I'm heavy with sleep. After these words, I threw the window wide open, not even securing it with hooks. Sister Fabiola then said to me, Sister, what are you doing? The wind will surely tear the window loose. I told her to sleep in peace. And at once, the storm completely subsided. The next day, the sisters talked about the sudden coming of the storm. Not knowing what this meant, I said nothing, but I immediately thought within myself, Jesus, a little Faustina, know what it means. Just the same way Jesus blessed the 6 jars of water, and the scripture says only the servant knows where the good wine's from. Only need to serve Faustina and Jesus know where it happened. The 20th of July 1937, I learned today that I'm to go to Raqqa. I was not to leave until August 5, but I asked Mother Superior, Irene, to let me go at once. I have not seen Father Andres at all. and I asked her to let me leave as soon as possible. Mother Superior was a little surprised that I wanted to leave so soon, but I did not explain the reason for my wanting to do so. That will remain a secret forever. Only here, open secret. In these circumstances, I've made one resolution which I'm going to keep. July 1929. I'm on leave to Raqqa today. I went into the chapel and asked the Lord Jesus for a safe journey. But within my soul, there was silence and darkness. I felt I was all alone and had no one to turn to. I asked Jesus to be with me. Then I felt a tiny ray of light in my soul as a sign that Jesus was with me. But after disgrace, the darkness and shadows in my soul increased. Even your prayer, more darkness. Then I said, Your will be done, for everything is possible to you. When I was on the train and gazed through the window at the beautiful countryside, at the mountains, the torments of my soul grew even greater. As the sisters welcomed me and began to surround me with their warmth, my sufferings redoubled. I would have liked to hide and rest for a while in solitude. It would to be alone. At such moments, no creature is capable of giving me comfort. And even if I had wanted to say something about myself, I would have experienced new anguish. Therefore, I have kept silent at such moments and submitted myself in silence to the will of God. If God wills that, still, if this suffering, keep silent. And that has given me relief. I demand nothing from creatures and communicate with them only insofar as is necessary. I will not take them into my confidence unless this is for the greater glory of God. My communing is with the angels. I feel so unwell here, however, that I'm obliged to stay in bed. I feel strange, sharp pains all through my chest. I cannot even move my hand. One night, I had to lie quite motionless, as it seemed to me that if I budged, everything in my lungs would tear. The night was endless. I united myself to Jesus crucified, and I implored the Heavenly Father on behalf of sinners. It is said that maladies of the lungs do not cause such sharp pains. But I suffered these sharp pains constantly. My health had deteriorated so much here that I must remain in bed. And Sister Helen says I will not improve because the climate of Raqqa is not good for every sick person. I could not even go to Holy Mass or receive Holy Communion today. But amidst the sufferings of body and soul, I kept on repeating, "May the Lord's will be done. I know that your bounty is without limit." Then I heard the angel who sang out my whole life history and everything it comprised. I was surprised, but also strengthened. Saint Joseph urged me to have a constant devotion to him. He himself told me to recite three prayers Our Father, Hail Mary in glory be, and then memorare once every day. He looked at me with great kindness and gave me to know how much He is supporting this work of mercy. He has promised me this special help and protection. I recite the requested prayers every day and feel His special protection. So, three, Our Father, glory be, and Hail Mary, glory be, and with the memorare. I don't know what memorare. It's a prayer. Ah, yes, it's called memorare. Where do you get this from? Where is it prayed?
You can find it also in the...
We don't say that, huh? Usually we don't say it in the rosary, we don't say the memorare. We don't repeat it. We don't do it in when we say rosary.
No.
So you have St. Joseph accompanying you. August 1st, 1937, one day retreat. A retreat of suffering. Oh Jesus, in these days of suffering, I am not capable of any kind of prayer. The oppression of my body and soul has increased. Oh my Jesus, you do see that your child is on the decline. I am not forcing myself further, but simply submitting my will to the will of Jesus. Oh Jesus, you are always Jesus to me. When I went to confession, I did not even know how to confess. However, the priest, probably Father Casimir Rakietswitz, recognized the condition of my soul at once and said to me, "Despite everything, you are on the way to salvation. You are on the right path. But God will leave your soul in the darkness and obscurity until death, and the former light will never return. But in all things, abandon yourself to the will of God." Today I started a novena to Our Lady of the Assumption for three intentions. First, that I may see the Reverend Dr. Supuko. Second, that God would hasten His work. And third, for the intention of my country. August 10th, today I'm returning to Krakow in the company of one of the sisters. My soul is rooted in suffering. I'm continually united myself to Him by an act of the will. He is my power and strength. Although he finds himself so painful, no light, no strength at all, but still dependent. May you be blessed, O Lord, for everything you have sent me. Nothing under the sun has happened without your will. Nothing happened under the sun without God's will. Everything might be for us is... This is not... I don't know how to say. It shouldn't be, but it happened. Nothing under the sun has happens without your will. I cannot penetrate your secrets with regard to myself, but I press my lips to the chalice you offer me. Jesus, I trust in you. The winner to the Divine Mercy, which Jesus instructed me to write down and make before the Feast of Mercy. It begins on Good Friday. So we have to prepare. On Good Friday, prepare for the Feast of Divine Mercy. The word of Jesus. I desire that during these 9 days, you bring souls to the font of my mercy, that they may draw therefrom strength and refreshment and whatever graces they need in the hardships of life and especially in the hour of death. On each day, you will bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in this ocean of my mercy. And I will bring all these souls into the house of my Father. You will do this in this life and in the next. So even today in heaven, she's repeating this, gathering all the souls. You will do this in this life and in the next. I will deny nothing to any soul whom you will bring to the font of my mercy. On each day, you will beg to my Father on the strength of my bitter passion for graces for these souls. I answered, Jesus, I do not know how to make these the winner or which souls to bring first into your most compassionate heart. Jesus replied that he would tell me which souls to bring each day into his heart. First day. Today, Jesus would bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief in which the loss of souls plunges me. The first day for all humanity. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon the trust which we place in the infinite goodness. Receive us all in the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. O omnipotent and divine mercy, salvation to sinful people, you are a sea of mercy and compassion. You aid those who entreat you with humility. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all unfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence, your mercy, forever and ever. Amen. So you see, the first day is for all mankind, people from all the world. Now today you can see, especially in the Middle East, and also in Europe, you know, the people of the ISIS is doing, what's the meaning of ISIS? Huh? You know, ISIS. Have you heard this word? Islamic State. Anyway, you see, we will pray for the world, even not the first day of our Rowena. So this divine mercy, we pray for this situation. It's threatening world peace. You see, it seems the world never have peace. Even after the First and Second World War, not yet the Third World War, but still already World War commercially. So let's pray.